Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay. Welcome to another edition of Monster US Radio Podcast Live. We're hitting you from Minneapolis, Minnesota right now. Hopefully we'll get Atlanta on the line, but we're going to make it do what it do. It's Takeover Tuesday. And as some of y'all may know, some of y'all might not know, tonight's the only night right now in the world we believe. It's unofficial, but we believe. Only place in the world you can call in and take over a radio podcast right now and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We talk about you, your new mixtape, how you babysit bad kids on the weekends. We don't care. We don't care. It's all about you for about 30 seconds. That's right. Take over 30 seconds. And you can talk about you 30 seconds. And we're going to find out what you got going on for 30 seconds. And then, you know, we're going to squeeze all our other stuff in the show. And, you know, we got a nice little lineup for y'all tonight with the who's bumping, who's getting fat. But for now, let's go over here and say what's good. You know, you can't come into somebody's house and not say what's good. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you doing? What's good?
What's up? What's going down in the dirty, sorry, we're not in the dirty south. No, okay. What's down in the hood? What's going down in the hood?
We're not in the dirty south. We're in the dusty north.
We're not,
okay.
I know, right? And I'm dusty up north. You know, I'm up here in the cloud. You know, with these unknowns up here. You know, chilling with the unknowns. We're gonna call them the unknowns.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. At a private location, Miss Unbelievable, Jason Bourne. That's who she is this week. Matter of fact, she's so far deep undercover out in the field. Y'all ever, some of y'all probably came up with these quarantines. I want to talk about something called some goofy-ass snacks. You understand me? What's a goofy-ass snack, you ask? This one right here. Matter of fact, ain't no story like a testimony with your goofy-ass snack you over there eating on. Can you tell the people what the hell to the now? No, you're eating over there.
Oh, my God. You put me on blast. Well, if you want to know, I had some tuna fish, and I didn't put no eggs in there because I didn't want to stank up my house, along with what I already had. I had some tuna fish with some Cheetos mixed in with it. Yeah, I said it. Some tuna fish with some Cheetos mixed in it for the crunch. Yeah, I said it. I'm going to say it again. I had some tuna fish with some Cheetos for the crunch. Try it. Try it. I said try before you knock it.
So, okay, those of you at home who enjoy just trying some shit, this is our segment called Goofy Ass Snacks. Cause that's some goofy ass shit she's eating over there. I mean, dang.
Right.
But like she said, don't knock it till you try it. Cause I'm pretty sure sometimes somebody was like, "You fried rice? What the fuck wrong with you?" And that shit good as hell. So, keep it moving. Take over Tuesday. Waiting for y'all to call in 563-999-3411. We got things for y'all.
Wait. What's your craziest snack? Hold on, bro. No. We can't just throw me up under the bus. Got my feet dangling. Just all out there. What's your crazy snack, bro? Hello?
Yeah, I don't have a goofy ass snack.
Are you sure?
I don't eat goofy stuff. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Do you have a testimony? Have you seen me eat some goofy shit?
To be determined. Continue.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
We'll wait till Wet Wet Wednesday for that question.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You're like the police. I don't know who showed up. I mean, damn. Okay, we got the Who's Busting Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Entertainment Lifestyle. Let's go ahead and who we got on the chop block for tonight? Who gonna get their head busted?
All right, we got Earl Thomas. That's sports. Soulja Slim's sister. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's son. We got some stuff going on in Kenosha. And then we got some stuff going on in Texas. And then we got some sad news going on in Minneapolis.
Oh, no. Okay. That's what we got coming up. So, let's see. We got a regular off a topic.
I got a question.
I don't got one yet.
I do.
Okay.
Do you have that friend that's really nice, but when they're angry, they become the meanest motherfucker you've ever met?
Could this be a trick question?
No, I'm serious. Do you like have that friend that they real nice, but when they become angry, you be like, who is that devil? Like, who is that? Who are you that you ever met? You be wondering, you be like, and we friends, Jesus? Turn the Sybil right in front of you.
See, that's one of the ones where you want to be like, yep. And then I already know you're going to be like, who is it? And I'm like, that's what, yeah. See? That's when I be trying to avoid getting beat up and cussed out.
No, I do have a friend like that. I have a few.
Okay. You gonna tell her what it's like having a friend like that?
It's like Sybil. It's like having a friend with Sybil. You don't know what personality is coming out. You be like, you just wait and you look. And you be like, oh, okay, yeah. It's that one. Okay. Gotta be boy related. Gotta be man related. And then you look again. Oh, okay. That's mom related. Okay. Damn. That's job related. Because you don't know which one you're going to get. But you know it's foul. Whatever's coming out that mouth, you ain't going to like it. And I can't stop from hanging with it because it's such a show. My God. It's like
okay.
A show.
You said Sybil.
Sybil.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excuse me for sounding like a blonde. Got myself looking like Dennis Rodman in the 90s. But wasn't that a TV show in 80s, Sybil? So you got to explain to me what Sybil means when we come back and we get into that part of the show. Don't laugh. I don't know what it means. Shut up. Ooh, I don't like you. Here's the music. This is Sincere Grant. This is called Money on the Stage. Oh, see, you're a teacher. That's why your kids don't like you.
We live, y'all. I'll take over Tuesday.
Until I see your other devil lights. I'm throwing big money on the stage. Money on the stage. Big face, sonnets on the stage. Sonnets on the stage. And you can tell I'm throwing stacks, cause the logo's on my hat, my shirt, my pants, my shoes. I'm throwing big money on the stage. Money on the stage. Money in my pockets, looking for the one that's gon' drop it. I'm talking shit that make a man move his ring to his other hand when she dances, she pop it. Yeah, that's the way she wiggle and stop it. Time to pull to the ceiling and drop it. Yeah, looking at the stack right there. Go work that thing overhead, and I'm gon' stare. Stop it with the duck, it's eating all the hair. So she really like it. Pop around hair, looking all you see is bread. But look at you. Get ahead, cause you do it so well. Go get the money, pockets on swell, girl. Come get the money, waiting on you. Like you was the money, pockets just burning. So full of honey, honey. I've been tossing out funds, have turned all night. But until I see you under them lights. Now I'm throwing big money on the stage. Money on the stage, big face, on the stage. Honey on the stage. Tell I throw stacks, cause the logo's on my hat, my shirt, my pants, my shoes. I'm throwing big. Body on the stage, hundreds on the stage, hundreds on the stage. Two, baby got a body like a rocket, so you know I'm about to empty my pocket. Hey, that kid ain't tricking if you got it. What you say? Strip club is the club, I'll be rocking. Looking over, thinking they can drop it. Stacks over here, over there, what you dropping? And two, she would never try to stop it. She getting money while I never knock it. Big fine girl, bread. Reason why my mama wouldn't let me out of pocket. I stop it and she say, boy, stop it. But she just starting cause she hit me in the lobby. When she hit me left there, felt the grab when she drop it. Grab when she drop it, throw my cash when she drop it at. And I know you can last, don't stop it. Do it fast, don't stop it. Throw my cash when you drop it at. I've been tossing out funds, half turned all night. But until I see you under them lights. Now I'm throwing big money on the stage. Money on the stage.
Over Tuesday called Money on the Stage. So, all right, let's see. We're getting close to that. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat time? Let's see. We got some time to spare.
Would you like to know who's sipping?
Matter of fact, yeah.
You don't remember the Sybil movie where the lady had 16 different personalities? It was back in the day, and that's how they really figured out what personalities were. She had several, you know. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. See, I knew I was on the right page. Yeah, okay. I just didn't know the actual definition. I was like, maybe she's saying they're really calm. Or But okay, I had it. I'm there with you. So, all right. Like you said, they be acting what? They be acting different.
Yeah. Yep. See, that used to be me, but that's not me anymore. That used to be me. Like, whoo, that used to be me. Whoa. I will cut you. But yeah, no, I don't. No. I was coming.
So what changed
you? There was no, like, when I used to do it, it was because I wanted to hurt you before you hurt me, and I was coming for you before you came for me. Now it's like I don't feel like I have to be right in a situation. So because I don't feel like I have to be right, I just don't even give you that energy. I'm just not gonna waste my time. I'm just gonna be like, all right, now you keep up with that. You keep up with that same energy, being disrespectful when I see you again. So I don't. It's just like it's not worth it anymore. Before I thought it was for satisfaction and I walked away a bigger person, but I walked away even worse because not only did I hurt their feelings, I could have, you know, possibly put them in a worse situation than what they was in. So just no longer no satisfaction. Yeah. It was just mean.
Okay.
I mean. Yeah.
But ain't it a great feeling when you can realize something, especially like about yourself, and then you can be like, okay, and decide whether, you know, you want to continue to be like that or not. You know what I mean? But just being in that moment to be able to say, okay, you know what, maybe I don't do this like I really don't want to be portrayed that way, or you know, I don't want to be looked at in that manner. I've been there before. You know what I mean? Just like like you said, like there's times now, like I'll just be like, I'm not even finna go there with you, because I already know where I'm gonna end up. I already know where I'm gonna end up.
Right.
Going over the top, da 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 da. And I don't want to be in a situation where I got to be, oh, I'm sorry. No. So,
yeah, I just learned I don't have to always be right. You know, I think every time I argue with someone, I just want it to be right. Like, I just want it to just, I want it, my voice to be heard, and I want it to be right. Now, you know, it's the point where you ain't got to be right. You being right will cost you at what cost? What it cost you to be right? At all costs? Is it worth it? Like, I had to really just decide, just being right make you a bigger person, or just listening and shutting up, or seeing where they're coming from,
right,
or hearing, you know, or experience what they're experiencing. But does being right make you right, or does it make you right and wrong? What about it? And so when I got that concept, I was cool with, if I was never right again, it's okay. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, it's my right, because everybody's going to have their own thought of it, their own truth, their own thought of it, their own outcome. With me saying something, it's not going to make the outcome different if they already got the outcome in their head how it's going to be. So not even worth it.
True. Right. Yeah, that's deep. That's deep. But I feel you, though. I know exactly where you're at with that. I know. I totally feel you. So, all right. We're at that breaking point when we get to the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. So, somebody's about to get it. I don't know who's going to get it first. But who we got on the top block?
I want to start with this Soulja Slim. So Soulja Slim, the sister, says Master P played a part in her brother's murder. the hip-hop community has been mourning the loss of James Soulja Slim Tap, but now his sister Peaches is talking to the internet to speak on another New Orleans legend that she believes had a part in her brother's killing in November of 2003. Slim's sister initially went off about Master P in the recently released No Limit Chronicles documentary on BET, saying that everything that New Orleans musical mogul said about every other New Orleans-based artist other than himself was a lie. Peaches, while rolling a blunt, claimed that C. Murder had more respect in the streets of the Big Easy than Master P, which has a lot more to do with why Corey Miller remains in prison for the murder that many believe he did not commit. To conclude, Peaches surprised the viewers by saying that Master P played a part in her brother's death, and once it all begins to unfold, they'll see why and how.
Yeah, this is getting wild right here. This is getting wild. I guess we're gonna have to see how it all unfolds. I kind of knew some type of ripple was gonna happen, but I just didn't know how far and how deep the ripples would be. But yeah, I seen the thing like with Master P coming out talking about, you know, saying his piece on it. I did see the young lady. I seen her piece on it. And yeah, I'm just like, wow. So, I mean, I remember the whole thing with C. Murder and all that stuff back in the day. I was even shocked that, when he did get convicted, cause you know, I believe if you guys were really down back then, you expect him to get off. We are expecting him to get off, but he didn't. So this is a story really interesting me cause you know, I remember when it all happened way back in the day. So
mm-hmm.
We're going to see how it ends up. But I kind of knew a ripple was going to happen, especially when they, yeah. And, mm-hmm.
Well, and then at first, Master P was praising the fact that Kim K and Monica was on the case. Now he's not, now he's like throwing shade.
Right. Well, I think like, the shade came after C. Murder said that Kim Kardashian was his angel, from what it sounds like. So that's the part where he's upset. Well, the part I've seen, it was all about Kim K, but I'm pretty sure he wants to say Monica as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you think he's just mad because he's been doing so much and what he, I mean, remember we talked about how he made that made backfire.
mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we were saying how Master P, you know, why wouldn't his money go as far as her money or her popularity? Like, what is she going to do that he couldn't do? And maybe what he couldn't do is because he may indict himself in the situation if he do something. Possibly. Mm-hmm. So, but then now we're looking at you let your brother allegedly take the fall all these many years, and he ain't said nothing. So he's just waiting for someone to say something to clear him up. Is that what we're working with, or what? The plot thickens.
Right. Well, I think where, and this is only my assumption. Obviously, I don't know I don't know none of them families. I'm not that close to none of them. I don't even know they PNR people. You understand me? But
mm-hmm.
I kind of think where it went wrong or where it went sour is where I think it's where I guess the easiest way to say it is where it's almost like it's embarrassing to Master P for the way that they're being praised right now, and it makes it look like he ain't did nothing. I'm not saying whether he did or not, but that's how it looks. You know what I mean? So I kind of think that's where Master P kind of got upset, especially if he feels he's done things to try to get him out, lawyers, things like that, or whatever he's done. You know, it's almost like a... I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying that that's what I'm seeing. That might be mm-hmm. why he is upset about the, you know, the attention that's going towards Kim K and Monica. But at the end of the day, as long as somebody's getting them out, I think that's all that matters.
Right. It doesn't care. It doesn't matter if Kim K, Kanye, Brandy, Monica, it doesn't matter who decides to help him. Your brother's getting out of jail. Like, that all should matter. But coming out of jail, what story is he going to tell? Because he's had a long time to sit up in there to have someone mm-hmm. listen to his side. And then what's really going to come out once that happens? And why are they not including Master P, you know, in helping him get out? Like, what is it that's putting you to the side, and now all the spotlight's coming on you, and now you gotta what, defend yourself or keep your distance? It's kind of like, wow, what's gonna really unfold? Because it didn't look like C Murder committed that murder. That was the whole thing. It was like, how did he get picked out of everybody that was in that clique? Like, how did he end up being the one to take the fall? Did he agree? And then now he's not agreeing? Are y'all looking again? Like, what is making this story interesting that someone wants, like, someone like him want to go after it?
Yeah, right. Now, seeing that this is Takeover Tuesday, it's about building brands and stuff like that. Now, we don't work for these people now. So,
right.
I believe C Murder's got a book. Even I believe Ooh. Master P got a book too, but C Murder, I believe he got books that he's written in prison. If I'm not mistaken, he's got to help pay for like his lawyer fees and stuff like that. Yeah, I believe it seems I'm saying he's been writing he wrote a book. So if you can check that out. Master P got a book too. Go check that out.
Oh, his is called Innocent by Circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. He wrote it in 2015. I might have to read that. Master P is called Red Beans and Dirty Rice for the Soul. That's another C Murders. So he's like writing a whole bunch of. Okay, go ahead on C Murder. He's finding himself a writer. You do find your gifts when you find your gifts at that time, don't you? Woo! But now let's talk about, you know, and you know, we're talking about the industry and how the industry can just make things seem really crazy. Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's son is charged with multiple felonies over alleged stabbing. Did you hear about that?
He said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's son. What he like? He got to be like 60, ain't he?
He's 28.
Let me stop. Okay, my bad.
He looked 60, though. Man, he look old. He looks old. He do, y'all. I don't talk about people. He look old. He just look old. You be like, well, dang, you're 28. You look 45. 50. His son has been hit with several felonies stemming from his alleged knife attack on a neighbor in June. He's facing 10 years. They said he attacked his neighbor during an argument. His son, Adam, says that it complained over a basketball legend about the it came over outdoor trash cans. Which the man says set Adam off. The 60-year-old says Adam stabbed him numerous times, causing serious injuries, fracture, skull, brain bleed. The man who since filed a civil lawsuit against Adam also claims he nearly died from the blood loss due to the incident. Adam has been charged with three counts, felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon, one count of carrying a dagger, and three enhancement of inflicted great bodily injury over his alleged role in the incident. He could be facing 10 years in prison. The neighbor's dispute escalated to violence And the violence of any kind can will not be tolerated in Orange County. And those in, who choose to inflict violence on others in Orange County will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, no matter what color you are, because we will not have that in Orange County, California.
Okay. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's son stabbed somebody up in
mm-hmm.
Orange County. They're
mm-hmm.
going to give him an orange jumper. You dig? I'm just saying. He's going to jail. He's facing the full 10. and I can judge that from here. You dig? Close case. We can go ahead and save Orange County some money. You know, and just send us a tip. You know, sponsor our show. No, you can't do that. They're going to pull our hood card. Oh, y'all fucking with Orange County, huh? No, not really, player.
Orange County. Okay. First of all, are you the only little mixed guy in Orange County that you feel like you got to carry a dagger on you with your neighbor? Like, are you feeling threatened for your life by the 60-year-old? Has there been an ongoing beef between you and the 60-year-old? It's over a garbage can. So is it more to it than that? Are you tired of being what? Something we need to worry about mentally? Because why? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
you fed up.
I ain't never been to California, but I heard don't let the diversity fool you. You dig? Well, apparently, the mixed guy, it is California. It's hot up there right now. You know how we get. Hey, it is what it is. You know how we get.
Cantankerous.
Let's keep on. Let's see,
honoring.
Now, what we need to do, I'm just saying for the talk of this podcast, what we need to do, like you said, what would cause him to cut him up like that? No, take our emotions out of it. Let's just have a conversation. Now, what does this dude look like, the 60-year-old man? Do he look like Mr. Magoo, or do he look like Arnold Schwarzenegger? I mean, was he on meth? I mean, do he own pit bulls? I'm just saying, what would cause him 28 to cut up a 60-year-old man? All he had to do was kick him in the chest. He ain't going to make it. You stabbed him? Come on, man. You look as bad as Tory Lanez shooting Megan in the foot. Come on, bro.
We don't
do that.
So...
We
that's
don't
allegedly,
do that.
And the alleged is saying that he shot at the ground and it ricocheted and hit the back of her feet. So let's allegedly say that that's what happened, but he still fired the gun at her feet. You know, dance, bitch, dance. So,
did we ever clarify if it was both feet or one foot?
Okay, so she had a bullet in one foot and fragments in the other.
Okay.
They were like,
yeah.
But it was her heels. It wasn't her foot. Mm. It was the back of her heels. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
at least that's what
the pictures. Okay.
But they both are speaking
up on
the alleged situation right now.
It's
so,
gonna come out. Watch. It's gonna come out because shit's firing on that. I'm telling you, I seen Bun B again. He mad. Man, I seen some other people. They mad. T.I. calling Tory Lanez. I'm like, come on, bro. You need to come out and explain this. What happened? Okay.
Well,
everybody,
was,
especially with all the stuff going on.
There was two witnesses in the car. I want to hear from them. I want to hear from her friend that went to jail, see if she gonna turn on her, and his bodyguard. There was two other people in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the front. Tory was in the back. security guard was driving.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend was in the back. So, if y'all all in the back, and you walking away, and he's shooting at the ground, whatever, she's just saying, he shot me because the gun went off. That is, in her mind, he shot me. But if I'm shooting you, I am shooting you, right? I shot
mm-hmm.
the gun. Doesn't mean I shot it at you. I just shot my gun. That was
or had to be in your direction.
Had to be in your direction. And they were saying, so it's a lie. I can't wait till the whole story comes out. It's crazy because even though you shot Tori, what you need the gun out for? Y'all was arguing. It didn't need to go that far. It didn't need to go that far. Unless you were that once. And don't get me wrong. And I know another female who antagonizes men. And that just drives me crazy. What you gonna do about it, motherfucker? Do something about it then. And then when they do something about it, then you want to cry wolf. Then you want to say something. Them bitches I can't stand. I can't stand them bitches. They make everything look bad. Yep, and I call them bitches. They bitches. You just can't antagonize no man and expect them not to retaliate. Ooh, stop doing that. And then you hit all on them and you put up your hands on them. You can't do that. Okay.
Out of the car. I know, huh? Yeah, not the woo style, not tonight. Not the woo style. All right. We're going to take a break or we're going to hit another one?
Oh, we could take a break.
Damn, I was hoping you was going to hit another one.
Okay, we can hit another one. This is real quick. While you thinking, we'll hit another one.
Okay.
Texas cop slams man's head into curb and put knee on his neck. Yeah, but he was white. The incident is under investigation. This police shoved this man's forehead into the curb during a bloody arrest, and cop had the elbow and knee pinned on his head. You could see it. In Texas, he was caught on tape with bystanders screaming in horror as multiple officers flipped the man on his stomach, causing his head to smash into the concrete curb. In the middle of the parking lot, he got a whole bunch of stitches. The man's name is Omar. Claims he suffered a gruesome injury during arrest and a bloody gash above his right eye from the violent impact, a cut that required at least six staples. The head slamming into the curb is alarming, and so are the elbow and knee pinning his face to the ground. It's only been 3 months since George Floyd's neck met a knee that ended his life. So this ain't going to end. He going to sue the pants off of Vermont police in Texas. So y'all better get y'all monies ready, because Sergeant Cody, he's coming for you. Vermont police sergeants, the police department, Omar is coming for you. Okay. Just want to let y'all know that ahead of time from Monsters Radio podcast, one of the monsters. He's coming for you. He's coming for you.
I'm a motherfucking conscious. The whole world right now is fucking bonkers. The internet is the brand new conqueror. So watch out for the motherfucking monsters. Yikes. The trolls are the taunters. Whoever controls the data got the answers. They the one that got the code to the launcher. And they be having dinner with the Pope and the mobsters. They know the cure for the cancer. Cure for the AIDS, and they probably kill the Panthers. Put us in the cage, got us living like hamsters. Put us in the dark, but I got me a lantern. Open up my third eye, then I illuminate. Willie got a bird eye view, wanna elevate. No Illuminati, baby, I'm God body. The rapture like Blondie, waking up a zombie.
Wake up, sound the alarm.
Tuesday, that was the Black Eyed Peas, Ring the Alarm. I think it was perfect for that moment right there in time. So,
yes, and it goes right with this moment in time with what's happening in Wisconsin, Kenosha, where the white cop shoots unarmed black man 7 times point blank. The white man and police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin, over fired on an unblack man who was simply walking away from him, shooting him point blank 7 times, and it's all on video. The officer involved shooting went down Sunday near 40th and 28th Avenue, where witnesses say the victim was simply breaking up a fight when cops were called to the scene. It is unclear what unfolded from there, but this video captures the crucial 20 seconds. You see the man walking away from a few officers who appear to be telling him to stop with guns drawn. He makes his way around the car in a non-threatening manner. He opens the door and attempts to get inside. One of the cops grabs hold of his shirt, and for some inexplicable reason, he unloads 7 rounds at arm length. The victim was flown to a hospital and has been listed as being in serious condition. Protests are now going by the minute. Many are deeming the swift arrest of the officer who fired the shots. While the situation is still very fluid, it seems an outright inexcusable act of police brutality. Even if the man was disobeying orders, he was nonviolent, non-threatening, unarmed, and there was no attempt to subdue him in the vehicle. According to reports, this is under an investigation. And as under the investigation, he is now paralyzed from the waist down as a result of being shot in the back by the cops. He'll need a miracle to ever walk again. Jacob's father and mother got emotional as they asked for answers and prayers outside Kenosha County Courthouse. His dad fought back tears as he wondered why police shot his son in the back. Like his life didn't matter. His mother was praying for everyone, even the cops, and asked for instant riot and violence erupted in the aftermath after her son. The family's lawyer and his legal team are updating on his medical conditions. Docs are telling Jacob we'll need a miracle to walk again after the bullet ripped through his spinal cord. Jacob was rushed into surgery, removing his colon and small intestine. He has a hole in his stomach, damage to his liver, kidney, and arm. More surgery awaits and a difficult, long rehab. His father gets emotional, but Jacob said he's trying to keep in good spirit, even telling jokes in his hospital room. He is still, however, have court issues. He now has an arrest for failing to listen, and he has warrants that was on him at that time. They burnt down the police station. They burnt down cars. and they were looting the whole night.
Wow. It's like, I don't know what to say. I mean, I know I've seen some things about it. I think I've seen more of it about it on the media, social media. And, you know, so basically you're confirming it for me that, you know, with something I was reading was real. It's just, especially now, I mean, how could you? With all the stuff going on right now with the police in the community and the brutality shit, how can you? You understand me? The mental state, like, how could you do that? Like, how can in that moment, how could you forget about all the stuff that's going on globally? Like this George Floyd thing, this Teyana Taylor, all these other people, all the, you know, it's all coming back to the surface, and I don't even know how you could even. Because if I was a police, I don't know. I probably would let his ass go. All right, I'll catch up with you when you calm down. I ain't trying, you know, I ain't want no problems. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. But it's, tragic. And price has to be,
It's actually, why would you? Like, why would you? Like, ask yourself, why would you get yourself in a situation that's going to cause an emergency breakdown of the city? Like, did you want it to happen here? Did you want to be in this decade of craziness? Because you have now entered into this decade of craziness. That you now, your life is in danger. You have to leave your home. You got to leave your kids because they're putting your name out there. You probably don't have your job, and you'll probably go to jail for this. Now, ask yourself, was it why? Why? He was non-threatening from the whole time, and yet you still decide to come? Why? What was you going
to say? To me, it's officers like this that not only put are they a danger to the community, they're a danger to their fellow officers. Because now look at what the stuff that the other officers got to deal with because of your actions.
And not only is it a danger. You're a danger to the community. Like, you put the whole community at risk. For what? Like, there wasn't no threats. If none of the other officers that were there said anything, then why are you going to play the hero and shero to the whole situation? If they... And now those other officers that who are there, are they going to get charged along with you? Or are they just going to be like, no, this was him all by himself. We try to help out. We try to resuscitate. We try to do what we need to do. We are not part. We are not with him. And that's how they have to start the good cops. We are not with him. I do not know him. They got to distance themselves now because now their life's in danger. We are not with him.
What?
That's so sad. So sad. Well, this is an update. Earl Thomas' wife's court date set in domestic violence case. So we talked about this a while back. He's the one that stormed into his Nina's Airbnb home in Texas and holding her at gunpoint because he allegedly caught him cheating. but it's unclear if any resolution will come from a court date. Earl wants to move forward with charges regardless. He's like, he says stuff like this happens. I want to get it over with. He bought her a new diamond chain for her birthday. He's placed for the NFL. He's a free agent now. He was cut for the Ravens on Sunday. He reported he got in a fight with a teammate at practice last week. So he's just unraveling. His court date is set for the 3rd, and it's a domestic case, and so it's going to get ugly for him. Yeah. So he now does not have a job, and he's acting out profusely.
Well, I mean, I'm just making light of the situation, so, hey, you know, we're going to step off that for a second, but I'm just saying in general, not his situation, just in general. There we go. I can legally say in general. Shit, if you're going to fuck up, you might as well do it now. Because they ain't sending nobody to jail because of COVID. You're going to have to do your time at home. Shit, you got to be at home anyway. You feel me? Shit, Grubhub, all that, man, you fool. You don't got to go nowhere. So if you're going to do some time, go and do it now. Yeah, just get it to me. Shit like this happens. Just go ahead and give me my time right now. What? At home? Okay, cool. Because, they ain't send nobody to jail.
Shit.
Jail's being locked down right now.
Don't let you fool you.
Are they?
They will, if they feel like it, they will sit your ass up in there. Don't play with this. Yes, they will. They picking
damn.
And choosing who they want.
They need some.
They picking and choosing.
Oh, they need some hand sanitizer and be like, get
that.
Your ass in there.
They don't play with domestic. For whatever reason, domestic is one of those things that they do not give you a handshake on. They throw the book at you, like the book, the hammer, they throw everything up at you.
Well, yeah, they gonna get them. Any a sports player, man, please. I mean, you strong. You gotta do. You gonna go to jail.
Strong.
Therapy. All kinds of stuff, man. But, you know, we're going to pray he get his life right. You know, hopefully he learned his lesson. He won't do it. That's why he got a little thing, you know. Hopefully he realized he got problems and, you know, he can get some help. I don't think jail is always the answer. But, I mean, it might be in this situation. He might have to sit down for a little bit because, you know, let him know, hey, you can't be hitting on her like that. It is. Because you're upset, you can't be beating up people. You're a big guy. So, you know, but that's what we got for tonight.
We got one more. This is news from Minneapolis. So a young lady was shot Monday night. She's 17 years old, and her name is Serenity Sheaf. She was shot on the 23rd block of James. She was a Shining Armor, a Precious. She was a senior at Patrick Henry. She was loved by the community. A pile of shattered glass believed to be from the vehicle the 17-year-old was inside when she was shot is seen on the street. Investigators say that the teenager was then driven to the hospital to keep her alive. 2 years ago, the Shee family buried their son from gun violence. Now the loss of her daughter, she just had a baby child. The motive, they don't know. The victim is left wondering what happened to Serenity, the victim's family. Excuse me. If you know anything or hear anything, please let the MPD police statement know. They have no information of how to help bring this killer of the 17-year-old child to justice. So, senseless murders continue in Minnesota.
All right, go ahead and take our moment of silence. All right, so I hope that family finds some justice. I really do. It's really hot right now in the app.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hot right now. So, I mean, I guess the only thing we can really do is, I guess we can ask people to, you know, reach out to your love, to your family members. And your good friends, and, you know, have conversations with them. You know what I mean? and, you know, let them know. I don't know. I guess everything starts with a conversation. I don't know. I'm just trying to come up. I wish I can come up with something better, but just talk to them.
Yeah. See what this is all about.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Life's different. You only got to be out there, you know, doing the killing and all that. I think that's what helped get me right, with the older people and my uncles and, you know, people like that actually talking to me like, you know, out here, being out here like that ain't really what you want. I know you might think going to prison and all that gets you all this and stripes and all that. Nah, bruh. Ain't where you want to be. Everybody in there wants to be where you at. Nobody wants to be in there right now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We got to sit down and talk to the youngin'. I don't know. We need to come up with a plan, though.
And quick. And you know what other plan we need to come up with? There are 28 new food establishments that have been tested for COVID. So, if you're at Los Grandes, Texas Roadhouse, Moonah Bay, Crave Downtown, Steakhouse Downtown, Foca de Chao Downtown, The Saloon, Union Rooftop Downtown, Calvert Jacks Downtown, College Club Downtown, Sally's Dinky Town, Uptown Tavern, Uptown Stella's Fish, Uptown Poorhouse, Uptown Gays, Uptown The Loop North, 4th Street Saloon, Minneapolis, Maynard, Excelsior, Legion, Rounders, The Underground, The 507, City Club Bar, Dooley Pub, BHW, Lord Fletcher, Billy on the Grand, The Cove, and The Pickle Loon. COVID has been there. Be careful.
Oh. Yeah, be careful, y'all.
Oof.
So, okay, what are we doing to combat it? People in their masks, hand sanitizer. I even see masks with filters now. I'm like, okay, wow, y'all getting real with it. So I got me one of them. Think I'm going to start wearing me some gloves all the time.
How does that
know.
One with the filter work?
I know.
Because I was definitely going to get me one of those.
Well, basically, it's like, you know, the regular piece of the fabric that's on the outside is double layered, just over the mouth part. And it has a little pouch. And it's got these little thin filter things, and you stick the filter in there. And that's how it works.
And how is the breathing better?
And then you can always remove
it
and wash it. It's a little tougher. It's a little tougher, but not much. You know, it's not like, you know, I'll be running a marathon or nothing like that. I'll just be dipping in my little spots and dip back out. So, you know, I really don't have it on that long. But, you know, it's not as easy as the one layer, I'll be honest. But, you know, it's not a problem.
Cool. Well, that's good to know.
So, but, all right. So, what we got on the way up out of here?
Wet Wednesday tomorrow? Yes.
What's that all about?
Ooh, adult conversation with sexy music. No limits to what we talk about. Put your kitties to bed because that's grown folks' business right there. No young whippersnappers needed.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's right. The Panty Snatchers show. That's right. I remember now. R&B only. So I upgrade the arsenal for getting it in. Like I said, we got sexual conversations. Sometimes we got tips. We got all kinds of things over here just waiting on you. All you got to do is tune in. And if you do miss it, good. Don't get sexy to tomorrow. Calm down. No sexy till tomorrow.
No sexy till tomorrow.
Right. Right, yeah. You had to go all sexy right now. Yeah. You hear the music? Hey. Did you not hear the music?
I did. Right. I did. Yeah. It was trying to come through.
Right.
Ooh, wee.
So, all right.
Well, then
like
tomorrow,
you said, tune in tomorrow. Right. So, I'm up out of here. Y'all have a good night.
Peace. Mwah. If you ain't got nowhere else to go.